With your ag news, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that his agency is awarding $502 million in loans and grants to help provide high-speed internet in rural America. The funds will be available for rural residents and businesses in 20 states. Vilsack says the lack of access to adequate internet service is putting millions of rural residents at a disadvantage.
Many parts of the country today still have limited internet access in terms of upload and download speeds that simply don't allow for multiple uses in a home, don't accommodate distance learning or telemedicine, and don't allow businesses to expand market opportunities and would not allow farmers the opportunity at precision agriculture.
And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
No one knows the ins and outs of your operation like you. That's why every decision you make is about what's best for your crops. But your first decision goes beyond the seed. And when you grow Allegiance Seed, you get a partner that raises every crop with you, from planting to planting to harvest. With decisions backed by data and CHS agronomists who know your operation almost as well as you, you can grow more ways than one. Allegiance Seed by CHS. For farmers, by farmers.
Riverside Building Center in Lisbon has everything you can think of for home improvement. Plus, they build high-quality one-piece movable homes. Choose several floor plans or let their custom design department help build you the home you always wanted. If you need lumber, Riverside Building Center will deliver it right to your job site within 100 miles of Lisbon. Call today or go to rbclisbon.com and see why they are truly known as Southeast North Dakota's building supply headquarters.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has extended the application deadline for Grazing Lands Conservation Initiative Cooperative Agreements from September 22nd to October 6th. USDA is investing up to $12 million in partnerships that expand access to conservation, technical assistance for livestock producers, and increase the use of conservation practices on grazing lands. Project proposals for GLCI Cooperative Agreements will identify and address barriers to accessing grazing assistance for producers. Projects must address one or more of the following priorities: local natural resource concerns, use climate-smart agriculture and forestry practices and principles, encourage existing and new partnerships, and identify and implement strategies to quantify, monitor, report on, and verify conservation benefits associated with grazing management systems. To apply for the funding opportunity, you can head to grants.gov. With a look at your top ag news headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.